Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning Worship, a broadcast of parts of the worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, as it was recorded last Sunday morning and brought to you today to the glory of God. The message this morning is from our senior pastor, Reverend David Riley, and is titled, Follow Me. It's based on the gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 9. Visitors are always welcome to join us here at 60 Broad Street each Sunday at 10 a.m. And now, your friends at St. John's invite you to stay tuned as we worship our great and loving God.
Good morning. It's a joy and delight to welcome you this day in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. We now get to sing our entrance hymn, which is number 909, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation.
Thank you.
Glory be to God on high.
Testament reading today is from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back, and there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. And he said to me, "Son of man, eat whatever you find here. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth and he gave me this scroll to eat. And he said to me, "Son of man, feed your belly with this scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it." Then I ate, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And he said to me, "Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many peoples of foreign speech and a hard language whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I sent you to such, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me, because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery, harder than flint, have I made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house." Moreover, he said to me, "Son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you receive in your heart and hear with your ears. And go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading is from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. As Jesus passed on from there,
he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the meditation of my heart, the words of my mouth, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Imagine, if you will, that the United States is conquered and is occupied by an evil foreign country that worships very strange gods. Now, think of one of our government officials who becomes corrupt and collaborates with them, working against us, his own people. He even lines his pockets with the money that he extorts from us. That's exactly the social status of an outcast named Matthew, an employee of the hated pagan Roman oppressors. Yet our Lord Jesus Christ went out of his way to greet him and to welcome him with the invitation, "Follow me." The name Matthew comes from the Hebrew word meaning "gift of Yahweh." And he describes himself in his gospel account as a tax collector. Mark and Luke also give this tax collector the name of Levi. This is, of course, the name of the Israelite tribe chosen to serve at the tabernacle and at the temple. The Levites were the priestly class. Matthew was a tax collector in the service of Herod Antipas at Capernaum, the great highway from Egypt to the Euphrates River Valley, cut through Capernaum at the northern end of the Sea of Galilee on the way to Damascus. This was where Matthew and his friends worked, assessing customs duties on the salt, the hides, the fish, the grain, the oil, cosmetics, and gold carried by the caravans and the travelers who passed through. Matthew was not a chief customs officer for a specific district. Those chief officers were foreigners who did hire native subordinates such as Matthew. Since Jewish subordinates had regular contact with Gentiles, they were considered to be religiously unclean. This is one reason why tax collectors are usually mentioned together with sinners. Also, even a lowly customs collector had considerable freedom to assess whatever tax he thought he could get away with, always with a good percentage winding up in his own purse. But the life of a tax collector was not a happy one. He could not contribute to the temple because his earnings were considered spiritually unclean. He could not be a witness in a court of law. He was considered to be a despicable traitor to his own people. Our Lord Jesus had already spent a considerable period of time at Capernaum, a small town of maybe 1,000 people at the most. Since Matthew worked there, it is possible that there was at least a passing acquaintance between the two men before Jesus Christ called him. Today, Jesus Christ calls you, and he calls me, to follow him. And what is our response? How you respond to Jesus' call depends in part on how you see yourself. The Pharisees in our gospel text thought that they were already righteous because they followed their religious rules and regulations. They rejected Jesus and his message. How do we think of ourselves? As people who are righteous because of the kind of lives that we lead, or as sick people who need the healing touch of the great physician? Jesus points to the root of the problem when he quotes Hosea 6, verse 6, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." All people are sick with sin. That is revealed by the lack of mercy, compassion, and love shown to us, and especially by us to others. What God really wants is for His amazing grace to change our hearts and to change our attitudes. The proper response to Jesus' invitation is shown by Matthew. Now, Matthew did not have much self-esteem. He was a friendless outcast, despised by his own people. Who would have expected that Matthew would become an apostle of Jesus Christ? What would you do if Jesus called you to leave a secure, well-paying, cushy job for the life of a wandering, unpaid, poorly fed disciple? But Matthew was ready. He was well aware of his poor spiritual health. His life was not satisfying at all. This teacher of God had something to offer, the complete forgiveness of sins that Matthew could find nowhere else. Matthew made up his mind at once to respond to Jesus' invitation. He was excited that Jesus would even want him. He set up a dinner to celebrate the event. He invited his guests not just Jesus and his apostles, but his co-workers, fellow tax collectors, and assorted sinners. He wanted all of them to hear the healing words of Jesus Christ. Yet there were those who did question what was happening. The scribes and the Pharisees raised the proper religious objections addressing our Lord's disciples. Why was this rabbi, this wandering religious leader, contaminating himself spiritually? Jesus responds quickly to criticism from these scribes and Pharisees by quoting the prophet Hosea, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." He is saying that to be a child of God, one needs the right attitude toward God, not a mere outward keeping of the law, not just being a good citizen, not just supporting worthwhile causes, not just being a good neighbor, but love for God and love for others are the characteristics of the followers of Jesus Christ. That changed attitude is something that you and I cannot do for ourselves. It is a change that the Holy Spirit makes within each one of us when we are called to follow Jesus Christ. Martin Luther reminds us that the doing penance, that contributing to the church, to buying indulgences and doing good works will not earn your eternal salvation. Jesus Christ has already earned that for you. What you need is to be healed by Him and then to follow Him with a new attitude. Christ drives this point home by saying, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." Everybody needs a medical doctor at some point in their life. Likewise, everybody needs the great physician. Christ defines his work in words that point not only to the obvious sickness of sin within each one of us, but also to the fact that He is able to heal. I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus Christ is able to cure us permanently and to grant life everlasting. In the waters of baptism this morning, you and I have seen Dr. Jesus heal the sickness of sin within Anna Claire and to welcome her into His eternal kingdom. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus confronted disciples, tax collectors, scribes and Pharisees, in fact, all kinds of people with the call of God. Matthew responded quickly and sincerely. He became a dedicated disciple and spent the rest of his life proclaiming the crucified and risen Lord. All of us, in our own way, can also follow the pattern of Matthew. We are invited to receive forgiveness. We are invited to leave our old life. We are invited to follow Jesus and to share Him with family, with friends, with everyone else that you and I come in contact with. And now may the grace and mercy of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
The congregation remains standing at this time as we sing our processional hymn, number 583.
You've been listening to a broadcast of the worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts. If you wish to contact us or would like to learn more about the Christian faith, please call 413-568-1417 or visit us at stjohnswestfield.org. God's blessings to you.
Go in the peace and joy of Christ. Amen.
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, okay. Anything else? No. Oh, okay.